Chapter 4. The morning had come early, but Leah had risen to the occasion and had already done half her chores. She looked out across the field of spindly corn. The poor plants looked like she felt. Alive, but not flourishing. She loved the farm and her work here, but she could feel her idea of having a family disappearing. She'd always dreamed of having a bevy of children, picturing herself shepherding at least 6 little ones. Her plan had been to be married at 21. The first child would be born by 23. That was not happening. Not unless she found a baby under the cabbages in her garden. She'd prayed and prayed and prayed some more. Pastor Collins should be happy with her time spent on her knees praying. There was no man for her to marry. The unrelenting sun glared down on her and the farm. No rain. No man. No babies. She would dry up and blow away, leaving no one to remember her. She'd be like Silas, old and alone with no family to care for her.
How sad is that?
Millie mooed, letting Leah know it was time to feed and water the cow. She stumbled over a clod of dried earth and shook her head. Silas had taken her to the Adkins Bowl, and Millie was going to have a baby. Leah pouted as she entered the barn. Her life was not supposed to be one-upped by a cow.
I'm supposed to have a baby.
The hay in the far stall moved, and a man sat up.
You sure don't look like you're going to have a baby.
What? Who are you? What are you doing in my barn? And it's none of your business about me having a baby.
She fired her questions at him, but instead of being upset, the man merely grinned at her.
You're pretty when you're angry.
He stood up and brushed the hay from his lean form. Leah ran to the nearest stall and grabbed the pitchfork.
You stay away from me.
He raised his hands.
Easy. I'm not here to cause you harm.
A shadow blocked the sun streaming into the barn.
Oh, I see you met.
She turned to see Silas standing in the doorway. Silas grinned at her.
Leah Brayden, meet Devin Clark.
Do you know him?
She leveled a hard stare at Silas. He nodded.
He's a distant cousin of some sort to me. I wrote to him and asked him to come and help me at the farm. I hope you don't mind.
Mind? I don't have any money to pay him.
She was facing Silas now with her hands on her hips. Ethan had left her with some money, but it would run out if the rain didn't come. How could the older man not understand her predicament? She hadn't heard from her family yet, and there was work to be done. So the help would be appreciated. She just wanted Silas to know that she couldn't hire people to do the work.
He's here to help. I didn't think you'd mind an extra pair of hands.
Silas spoke in his quiet, calm way. At times, Leah grew irritated with the older man. She wasn't sure she had enough food for her and Silas, much less this tall man who looked like he could eat a horse. How could Silas not understand how precarious her situation really was? Devin left the stall and walked toward her.
I'll make my presence worth every penny.
Pennies are all I have.
He cocked his head.
I've come all the way from New York. Can't you give me a try?
She stared at him and then realized that he'd come within feet of her. She could see him now as the sunlight from the open door shone on him. His eyes were blue, dark like a brewing storm. His hair was sandy brown, and he was tall, and muscular, and handsome. She started to say something, but her breath had left her. After a couple of minutes of awkward silence, she nodded.
For a short time.
Silas came to her side.
I figured he could plow the south field and plant the wheat.
She stared at Silas.
Yes, yes, that would be good.
Devin grinned.
Well, great. I'll get started.
She handed him the bucket.
Millie needs water.
He took the bucket from her, brushing his hand against hers.
All right. She looks like a sweet cow. Is she the one who's going to have the baby?
Leah stared at him.
Why had he said that?
I don't think it's appropriate to speak of such things in mixed company.
You are the owner of a farm.
There was mischief in his eyes. Feeling off balance, she backed a few steps.
She's already been bred. I know how to run my business.